Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Friends of the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park is Carol Garlow. How are you today, Carol?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you on the show once again. I know we talked, I think, when we were out at the point for the birding festival, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that was about our Tuesday afternoons at the lighthouse this summer.
That's right, and you're doing those. In fact, there's a one going on today, if I'm not mistaken.
Today is the first one.
That's right, so head on out there till, 4 o'clock?
Correct.
All right, and of course, you'll need that recreation passport to get into the state park there, but we want to talk about an event that's taking place on Saturday. There's going to be an unveiling on Saturday out there by the lighthouse, right?
Correct. We finally have acquired our historic marker from the state of Michigan. The state of Michigan owns our lighthouse, or this lighthouse, I shouldn't say our, because it belongs to everybody. And this Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. will be the unveiling and dedication of the historic marker.
Now, obviously, the way you say it, this has been a long time in coming.
Yes, it has been a very long process, and we're very pleased to have it come to fruition. Our friends group has paid for the marker. It was $4,000. So when you contribute money out to the lighthouse, it all goes, you know, we're always working on some good project. But anyway, this Saturday, the dignitaries from Michigan Historic Center in Lansing will be there for the official unveiling. And local officials have been invited. We're expecting them. And, of course, people who supported the lighthouse and continue to support it.
Yeah, and of course the public's invited to come on out for the ceremony also.
Oh, yes, we hope everyone will join us.
Yes, and then after the ceremony, there's some light refreshments.
Yes, last fall, the Verner's Ginger Ale people issued on their cans pictures of lighthouses, and they featured the Tawas Point Lighthouse. So we are serving Verner's Ginger Ale floats, which are called Boston Coolers. Anyway, that will be free to everyone. Hope they'll come out and enjoy that also.
Well, very nice. 4 p.m. Now, will that be right at where the lighthouse is? Is that where they need to come out to?
The marker is right there near the gift shop. Not right up against the lighthouse because we don't want to interfere with people taking photos of the lighthouse, but it's right there where you go to the gift shop and come to see the lighthouse.
Very good. So come on out. It'll be at 4 o'clock, and that's taking place this Saturday. So everyone's welcome to come on out. As you mentioned, there'll be some local officials and dignitaries from the Michigan History Center of Lansing and very more, including lighthouse supporters. And I know there's been plenty of those. If you raised $4,000 to get this marker put in place, you have a lot of friends of the lighthouse for sure.
We do, and we appreciate each one.
Well, very good. So everyone's welcome to come on out. Now, if they want more information about lighthouse tours, I know those are going on, as we mentioned, or anything else. What's the best way for them to get some more information on this, Carol?
Probably call the gift shop at 362-5658 or the state park itself at 362-5041. They always have the schedules.
Excellent. Carol Garlow from the Friends of the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park. Carol, we're glad for your time, and we're happy to hear about the good news that's taking place this Saturday.
Thank you. We appreciate your support.